And more drama now on Weekend Arts. You might have seen Four Corners a week or so ago, the program that looked at the mining boom and how it's transforming regional communities. It seems to be a subject that keeps coming up at the moment. Well, last night, a show called Tales of the Underground opened in Bundaberg, and the show, which will now tour to other parts of regional Queensland, is made up of three plays that look at what happens to mining towns after the boom is over. One of the playwrights involved is Angela Betzine, originally from Rockhampton and now well known in her adopted hometown of Melbourne as part of the company Real TV. Welcome to Weekend Arts, Angela. How did the premiere go last night?
It went really well, actually. There was a really fantastic turnout, particularly given that it's the beginning of the school holidays. And, you know, young and old came to the Moncrief Theatre to see the show and seemed to really enjoy themselves.
Uh-huh. And the three plays, of which you were one of the playwrights, and the others were Rod Ainsworth and Victoria Carlos, drew out of time that you spent in different mining communities. Tell us about where you were.
Well, I was sent to Mount Morgan, which is about 30 kilometres outside of Rockhampton, which is where I grew up. And Mount Morgan was actually one of the richest mines in Australia. I think the gold that came out of the mountain in Mount Morgan paid off the national debt several times over. So it's a significant town and a significant part of our history as a country.
But no longer, it's one of those towns that the mining boom has passed, has moved on from.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, the population at the moment is around 3,000, but at the height of the boom, you know, it was many, many more than that. There was a lot of people living in the town, and many more houses actually as well.
And so how did you go about connecting with stories that you wanted to tell in this theatre work in your time there?
Well, I was really fortunate enough to be hosted by a lovely couple who have renovated an old pub in the town, and they really took me under their wing and took me around to people's homes. We had cups of tea and drinks and chatted, and also every afternoon I'd go to the local pub and talk to the locals about their stories, and over a 3-week period I really got a sense of how people felt about the town, its history, its future, that kind of thing.
And so what kind of story related then? Is it a history of Mount Morgan?
Well, actually, my play is a little bit different from the other two because it's a contemporary story, so it's set around about now. But it does reach into the past and refers to the history of mining in the town. But it is a piece which is exploring kind of where to now for this particular town and towns like it in Australia.
And so, as you say, the three pieces, yours is a contemporary one and the other two are quite different, both stylistically and in terms of their content. But
yeah.
Are there common elements across those three, given that the subject matter for all was looking at towns that the mining boom has left?
I think, you know, we were saying last night, actually, that there's a word that's repeated in each play, and that word is love. And that's a purely coincidental. It's not something that we planned. But it's interesting that all three writers have chosen to look at themes relating to family and relationships and how mining has impacted upon people.
Mm. So give us a sense, just briefly, of the other two works that are part of this Underground, Tales of the Underground show.
Well, the first piece by Victoria Carlos is a wonderful kind of vaudevillian show, and it's two actors who are touring regional Queensland and telling a story of tragic love, and about the discovery of iron ore in a particular town. Victoria was sent to Mount Perry to do her residency. So it's just a really, really funny piece of theatre, actually. And then Rod Ainsworth's piece, he spent some time in Krakow, and his piece is a really beautiful, evocative exploration of a man who falls down a massive hole in the ground, and his life flashes before his eyes.
Uh-huh. And they were all directed by Leticia Caceres, who is part of your other company, Real TV.
That's correct, yes.
Yeah, and how was that? I mean, that must have been a challenging experience for her, bringing three such different stories into one kind of whole.
Absolutely. I mean, you know, the play is performed by two actors who play all the roles in each three plays. So it's a huge challenge for the actors. And although they're short plays, you know, it's quite an epic journey that the actors make and the director has made over the last couple of weeks of rehearsal.
Uh-huh. And you're about to catch a train away from Bundaberg now back to your other life in Melbourne eventually.
Well, actually, I'm heading to Rockhampton, which is where I grew up, to visit my grandmother, who's quite elderly, but then back to Melbourne to begin rehearsals for a new play.
At Melbourne Theatre Company. Well, I'm sure your granny will be impressed that you've done a local show, Angela. Well done.
I hope so.
thank you very much for joining us. That's Angela Betzine, who's one of the playwrights involved in Tales of the Underground, three plays about mining that opened in Bundaberg last night, all directed by Letitia Caceres. And show will tour around other parts of regional Queensland as part of the Australia Council's Regional Stages project.